So, you have a new James Bond movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
So we're gonna meet up with Bond in North Korea, right? And he's dealing with this bad guy, Colonel Moon.
Okay.
But then things turn bad, so he gets into this big chase in a massive minefield. But they're in hover cars, so, you know, they're not setting them all off.
Oh, very James Bondy, it is.
And then Moon accidentally drives off a cliff while James Bond hangs onto a giant bell. So he's like, you know, looks like I was saved by the bell.
Well, who does he say that to?
Unclear, sir. He's all by himself. But then a bunch of other North Koreans show up, so he gets imprisoned.
How'd they get across the minefield? Did they have hovercrafts too?
No, they just drove a bunch of jeeps through the minefield.
That makes sense.
So then we're gonna get right into our classic James Bond musical intro thing.
And what's going on in this one?
Well, I figure we could have clips of James Bond being tortured while Madonna performs a song in whatever pop trend she's trying to emulate right now.
Oh, being tortured to Madonna music is tight.
Oh my god.
Wow, Gino. You know, I don't even know what I meant by that one, but, you know, something's not right up here.
I feel very uncomfortable. So anyway, after 14 months, MI6 decides to trade Bond for this guy, Zhao.
And what's his deal?
Well, because of this explosion that Bond caused at the beginning of the movie, this guy has a bunch of diamonds stuck in the skin of his face.
Okay, I feel like those would be incredibly easy to remove.
Well, they're not.
But, like, yes, though?
Well, yeah, obviously, probably, but they're gonna look very cool, so I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about face diamonds.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
So then Bond finds out that somebody set him up to make him look like he was leaking information to the North Koreans, which is why MI6 wanted to get him out.
Oh, very sneaky.
Yeah, so he gets his 00 status revoked and he has to escape this MI6 facility.
Oh man, that's gonna be hard to do.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he just stops his own heart with his mind and then shocks some doctors and runs away.
Well, he thinks himself into cardiac arrest?
Yeah, he thinks himself into cardiac arrest, and then when they least expect it, he strikes
while his heart is not working.
Yes, because his heart isn't pumping blood through his body, he has the element of surprise.
That's okay.
Anyway, so then Bond swims over to this Hong Kong hotel where it turns out he knows the owner.
Oh, wow. Well, thank God he was swimming distance from a hotel he was familiar with.
It works out great, but then he finds out he's being spied on by a camera crew in his closet.
Well, what kind of spying strategy is that? What if he needed to use the closet?
Unclear, but then Bond finds out from the hotel owner that that Zhao guy is at this place in Cuba.
Oh, Diamond Face.
That's right. So Bond goes to Cuba and this attractive lady named Jinx comes out of the water in slow motion with a tactical knife on her bikini.
Swimming and stabbing do go hand in hand. No red flags there.
Yeah, so then her and Bond hook up just a few seconds after meeting.
That checks out.
And then the next day, Bond finds Zhao in this clinic that changes your appearance with DNA restructuring by changing your bone marrow.
Oh, several of those words sounded scientific, so I'll assume that makes sense.
Oh, please do. And then it turns out that Jinx is also some kind of secret agent, so James Bond is like, wait, what?
What, the woman with a tactical knife on her bikini wasn't a normal civilian?
I know, it's pretty shocking. So then Bond finds this diamond and he traces it to this British billionaire, Gustav Graves.
Okay.
And this guy gets knighted by the Queen and he's like an Olympic level fencing champion, so he's pretty intense.
Yeah, sure sounds that way.
So then he challenges Bond to this crazy over the top fencing fight and Bond beats him.
James Bond, who was just tortured in a North Korean prison for 14 months and presumably did no fencing during that time?
Yeah, he beats the Olympic level fencing champion who practices just constantly.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, me too. And so then because he wins, this guy invites him to a fancy party at this ice structure he has in Iceland.
Oh, what for?
Well, it's an unveiling of this new sun harvesting device, which is actually a massive space-based super weapon.
Oh man, bad guys love having cocktail parties to unveil WMDs.
They sure do, sir. But before Bond can go to this ice palace party, he goes to see Q to get some gadgets.
Very fun. What's he getting this time?
Well, the big thing he's gonna get is this invisible car, which works by having tiny cameras all over project what they see onto the other side of the car.
Oh man, I bet he's gonna find some cool uses for that thing.
Oh, you know it, sir. Well, you know, once.
Oh.
Yeah, the camouflage malfunctions pretty much the whole time, but then it randomly turns on, which tricks the bad guy into falling off a cliff thing.
Okay.
Oh, and then also at a certain point, he hides behind the car, so, you know, that's pretty useful.
But you said the cameras project what they see onto the other side of the car. How could he hide behind it?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then we're gonna have this big reveal where it turns out this this Gustav guy, he's actually Colonel Moon, the guy who drove off the cliff in the beginning.
Oh, he didn't die.
He survived, sir, and he did that DNA bone marrow thing, so now he's a British guy.
And so in 14 months, he had that DNA changing procedure and also recovered from it and also established himself as an Olympic-level fencing guy and also became a billionaire and also had a giant space weapon built.
And a nice palace, and he was knighted and established a diamond mine.
Oh, a very productive newly British North Korean guy.
So when Bond finds out that the guy didn't actually die, he's like, oh, I guess you wanted to die another day.
Okay.
So,
What is that?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention, that's the name of the movie.
That's the name of the movie.
It is.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So anyway, eventually he's gonna fire this space weapon at James Bond, who's gonna have to drive away very fast.
Oh boy.
And this little hook latches to the ground just before he reaches an ice cliff, so he's just hanging on for dear life.
Very exciting.
That's right, but then Bond is gonna use a parachute and a little piece of this car to do some crazy windsurfing to safety, which I imagine we can pull off convincingly with computers and whatnot.
Convincingly? I mean, probably.
Great, so then he has to go save Jinx, who in the meantime has drowned in ice-cold water.
Oh my god.
So he puts her into some warm water, and he's like, come on, you can't die, the cold kept you alive.
That is how things work.
It is, yeah, absolutely. So then she's all good.
Fantastic.
But now Gustav, he's dressed like a Power Ranger, and his assistant Miranda Frost is in a bra, so they need to go kill them on this plane.
Yeah, can't let them escape dressed like that.
And this guy's Power Ranger suit electrocutes people with tiny little visible lightning bolts, which is how electricity works.
Sure.
So then Jinx manages to kill Miranda Frost by stabbing a copy of The Art of War through her heart.
Oh, that sounds like symbolism for something. I'm almost sure of it.
I mean, it's gotta be, right? So then Gustav is about to escape, but Bond presses this button on his suit that electrocutes him, and he flies into the plane engine and dies.
Why did he build the suit with a function that electrocutes himself?
Unclear.
Fair enough.
So then Bond and Jinx escape on a helicopter, which as it turns out is full of diamonds.
Oh, those get permanently stuck in your skin, I hear.
Yeah. So then they go make love on the pile of diamonds before turning them in.
Oh, that sounds very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I imagine that would hurt quite a bit.
Where do they even go to do that?
Well, they just break into this random house.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, just some light breaking and entering to have intercourse on some blood diamonds. It's very romantic.
I guess.
And so, yeah, that's about it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, sounds like an over-the-top cheesy James Bond movie, you know? Could be a classic.
Yeah, it could.
Or, you know, maybe people will hate it and will have to scrap everything and reboot the franchise.
Oh my goodness. Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's going to be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.